This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Big K Morning Show, getting ready for another work week. A lot going on in and around town, and really Pittsburgh, Carnegie Mellon in particular, will be the focus tomorrow of the Pennsylvania Energy and Innovation Summit. We'll give you details on what this could mean for the region. Apparently, there will be some major announcements about some big projects in the region. So, very interested to see what happens there. And Paul, as you know, there have been wildfires over the weekend, and we're going to, I guess, get a taste of it in the sense that that haze in the sky today is anticipated based on the fires that are out west. And one of the most iconic from the Grand Canyon.
Oh, my goodness. This is just horrible news.
That lodge there.
It's a beautiful, in fact, Our afternoon host, Colin Dunlap, has posted about this on social media. He was out in the Grand Canyon not too long ago and saw this very building. It's a beautiful old lodge.
But it's not the first time it burned, with the story from CBS, Michael George and Elise Preston.
Fierce flames from the Dragon Bravo fire destroyed the historic Grand Canyon Lodge on the North Rim. The only lodge inside the park's north rim was originally built in the 1920s. It was rebuilt in the 1930s after a fire, with much of the original stonework. The visitor center also gone. Park employees all got out safely. The White Sage fire, roaring 30 miles north, doubled in size within the last 24 hours. It has now scorched more than 40,000 acres. The fire has forced highway closures and evacuations, but no structures have burned. On the south rim of the canyon, a wildfire also growing this weekend, burning at least 3,500 acres.
You guys all good?
In southeastern Utah, a fire NATO ripped through a home. 8,300 acres have been destroyed, including at least five buildings. And an unwelcome return in the upper Midwest. Drifting smoke from Canadian wildfires blanketed the region this weekend and sent air quality alerts to unhealthy and dangerous levels.
Millions across the country are under air quality alerts. Pharmacists in those impacted regions say the demand for inhalers and eye drops is up. Elise Preston, CBS News, Los Angeles.
And meanwhile, in Texas, more heavy rains nearby affected the the operations. They're still missing a substantial number of people. What, I think it's 130.
No, 170. The death toll's at 132, so put the numbers together, it's 300 now.
And so, you know, the recovery efforts, they had to pause because of the heavy rains, and now new flooding in some of those areas. So the issues out west, and they're expecting to have some flooding rains along the eastern seaboard, up and down from New York, New Jersey, into the Carolinas. So we've avoided that, but we do have a sense of, you know, with the haze that's in the air, from the wildfires and some of those heavy rains.
You know, what heavy weather we've had has been mostly to the east and south of the city itself.
Right.
The people who are really getting hammered are down along the state line there with West Virginia, including, you know, Greene County and that area down into the panhandle of West Virginia. It's really too bad. I'm sorry, the other part of western part of Maryland, excuse me. And that, to me, is the fact that that pattern keeps repeating. I'm interested in that this year. Why is that?
Well, there's a whole psychological thing that's starting to happen with people, just their anxiety over the weather. I mean, people have always been concerned after major weather events, but they seem to be more frequent and more intense in some cases. In fact, yesterday, Paul, I told you my mom was from Millville. I was born there. I went down to Pamela's there, the old Lincoln Pharmacy, and on the menus, they have pictures. And there was this tremendous flood. There have been many floods in that area over the years. They seem to have mitigated somewhat with the Army Corps of Engineers was able to do with Gertie's Run.
Yeah, I was just going to say that was that fix was helpful.
And I showed the kids, they were asking, they saw the flooding that they had photographs of in 1936 for the St. Patrick's Day flood. And they didn't believe that we were in the town. I said, yeah, you see that? I said, Grandma was rescued from a second story in a rowboat in this town. So we've had, you know, more than our share over the years.
Well, I can say that the flooding in Gertie's Run really stands out in my memory. In fact, right after the most destructive that I have seen early on in my time here, Rose and I had Governor Rendell on the air, and we asked him straight up, what are you going to do? How's this going to get fixed? Because people have been complaining about it, and he said, we're going to get something done, and finally the Army Corps did get in there, and much-needed fix. And we have plenty of places like that.
Yes.
You know, in Pittsburgh. Let's talk about Greenville.
Yes. And I just drove through Etna and saw the old Blarney Stone that's still sitting there.
Is it?
Yeah. Idle, but that got flooded several times over the years where the water was up, you know, two stories almost, and all, you know, sharp. Anything along the river is potentially flood worthy. But we were just thinking, wow, it's been a while. But when you see what's happening in other states, you know, you just kind of feel for those people. I will say this, the people in Millville that have dealt with this for many years, very resilient and hardworking people. So hopefully we won't be dealing with any flooding here, and it doesn't look like we have any major storm system. But, you know, after we got hit with those high winds and heavy rains that knocked power out for up to 9-10 days for some people, you know, you just feel like it puts people on edge. It just does. So we'll keep you posted. This morning, people are going to be on edge if they're coming to the city from the north. Ellen will tell you why next. Listen for the Drive at 5, top stories driving the news each and every day with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by Servicemaster of Greater Pittsburgh Demand, the yellow van. We have another ticket giveaway to coming up. How about Styx? Kevin Cronin, lead singer for Mario Speedwagon. I think this is the one with Donny Iris. Down at Starlake, August 10th. So we'll do that in the next half hour and give you a chance to win tickets. That's going to be a big show. Now, Styx, just because of Renegade alone.
They're perfect.
You've seen them.
They're so perfect, even live.
And they love Pittsburgh because of the Steelers and Renegade. And when they first realized their song, it kind of gave them another shot in the arm.
Right.
And then they came here, they performed here, they've been to games, they go nuts.
But I guess they're doing all this without Dennis DeYoung? The former lead singer, right?
That's what a lot of these bands are doing. Like, Kevin Cronin is coming as a singer, but he's not coming with REO Speedwagon.
You know what I mean? Right, yeah.
You need a player scorecard to keep track of all this. How about this? I thought this is the perfect time of year to talk about vacation guilt.
What?
You just came off a nice week's vacation. Aaron had several days off around the July 4th holiday.
David Balerato. He's coming back after a week's vacation.
Yep.
Yeah, he'll look like he came off of one of them zombie movies when he comes back. We all know that feeling the first day back from vacation, but how about this, guys? More than 88% of full-time American workers get paid vacation, but nearly half don't use it all. Why? They feel guilty for taking time off, or they're paranoid someone will take their job.
Yep, yep.
A recent study found that 1 in 5 workers experience what they call vacation guilt. Please help these people, with some even cutting trips short, avoiding the topic at work, or apologizing for using the benefit they've earned.
I have worked with people who didn't take their vacations, period, ever.
But enough about Rob Pratt. At many jobs...
I was going to be all Mr. Anonymous about it. You just went...
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I saw it in a video with Rob. Unused personal time off days simply vanish for many companies you don't carry over. Like our company, you can't carry your vacations over. And it makes sense because it would be extremely complicated. What if you saved up for a couple of years and then you're like, I'll be gone for August?
True. It is interesting because I think... we've probably all felt this at one point or another, but you come back feeling so refreshed and refired to do your job well when you do take time off, even if it's one day here and there. So that's really interesting.
So there's vacation guilt. Kind of surprising that people would not take paid time
off. Next? Huh? Vacation shame.
Right.
Well, we did have a former boss many years ago, whose name I won't mention, who would be aggravated because people would want their vacation days. And he would go, oh, those are merely suggestions. You know, you don't have to take
them. Wow.
So we had him fight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hard.
Yeah, I
mean, that was a good thing, by the way.
Well, imagine you have, it's like having a bunch of pots that are boiling at the surface. If you don't take, you know, maybe you need a break or you need to catch up on sleep.
You know, a friend of mine said once, and it made perfect sense. He said, you know, all of us have a certain tank of patience inside. And during the day, you have to call upon that tank of patience as things start to unfold, right?
Yep.
And then, you know, but when people hit bottom on their tank, that's when they snap. You know, that's when things, right?
Oh, we've seen it.
But the same thing applies. I think the same thing applies to taking your vacation time. I think there's only so much of work a person can take, and then you just got to get away for a while.
Right.
It works for me.
We're imploring you, if you have paid vacation time, don't give it back to the company. Come on, man. Get in the game. That said, today is Shark Awareness Day. We don't have to worry about that.
I told you earlier this morning, we can't forget, today is National Mac and Cheese Day.
It is an International Town Criers Day, which is the precursor
all
for
is
radio.
Well. That's me. That's what I do.
That's right. Hear ye, hear ye. Hear she, too. Not doing.
But I think the most significant is the mac and cheese day. I really do.
Now you're making me hungry. Fresh off the weekend. Yeah, getting up at 3 is a challenge.
Isn't it, though?
It is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with entomologist, my buddy Dr. Chad Gore with Thrillic Pest Control. Doc, good morning.
Good morning.
You always know when we reach out, they're like, okay, what do these people want now? Right there. That's how it goes. Great story in the Post-Gazette yesterday about Pittsburgh Pest. They're doing a series, and they're talking about mosquitoes. I never realized there were 60-plus species of mosquitoes around here, but I guess they've been here for about 130 million years, so they predated us. Anyways,
yeah.
With the warmer, moist air, are we seeing a proliferation of mosquitoes here? West Nile has been detected in Allegheny County. So there is a real interest in this.
Yeah, for sure. We are definitely seeing a lot more mosquitoes this year. And I think it has to do with not only the warm weather, but also all the rainfall that we've been getting. I mean, since mosquitoes are a fly species, they require moisture in a certain part of their life cycle. So I think we're all probably pretty familiar with the little wigglers that are found in water and standing water. And anytime that that's around, you have the potential for a just kind of a bump in the mosquito population.
And so the concern is obviously more mosquitoes, more bites, and then give people a heads up on what they can do just around the house to mitigate it as much as possible.
Sure. Yeah. There's several things that you can do around the house. One of the most important things is to get rid of that standing water that might be supporting those larval stages of the mosquito. So anytime you have water that's standing around in, say, flower pots or in bird baths or even in the gutter, you want to get those taken care of. Of course, a bird bath, you want to have water in it, but you need to change that out periodically just so you don't get that organic debris that starts to build up in there and make a good habitat for mosquitoes.
And that said, do we have any idea why this tick population has really exploded in southwestern Pennsylvania in particular? I mean, when I grew up here, I don't remember people getting bit by tick. I mean, it was really, really rare. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably a number of things. Certainly, we're starting to see additional tick species enter the area. I'm seeing more of the Lone Star tick than I ever have before. And then there's also invasive species that are eventually making their way here. But the temperature and the length of the seasons are certainly helping with the tick populations.
Yeah, you're not experiencing the harsher winters that we have, although this past winter was the coldest in a decade, which helped. Mm-hmm. But there's still every time so many people, and for me, the first time I've ever had a tick bite that I was aware of was just a few months ago. It's unsettling, to say the least.
Yeah, I mean, winter sometimes helps. But if you talk to any hunter, they'll tell you that they can pick up ticks even in the winter during hunting season. So certainly the winter will help with that.
Is there something you recommend? Because I know that people are very concerned, especially if they have young children, and they like to run around in the grass once in a while in the summer, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, there are some measures that you can take to at least reduce or mitigate some of the risk of being bit by a tick or even mosquito. So you want to take care of your environment. So like I said, with mosquitoes, reduce that standing water. But also, too, it's that tall standing grass for ticks that they really like, where they climb up and they're looking for a host to latch onto. But when outside, wear loose-fitting clothing, light-colored clothing, so that you can easily see any ticks that are maybe crawling on you. When you come inside, check the skin, especially behind the ears, behind the knees, the ankles, any place that might be exposed, check those for ticks. And certainly wear or consider wearing insect repellent. Those products that contain DEET tend to be very good products. at repelling both mosquitoes and ticks.
We're with Dr. Chad Gore, entomologist with Ehrlich Pest Control. That said, I haven't seen as many stink bugs that I have in previous years. Is that population dwindling?
Well, I don't know that it's necessarily dwindling. I think probably what's happening is there's more of kind of a balance taking place in nature. When something is new and introduced, you kind of have a little bit of period where, you know, nature just doesn't know what to do with it, I guess. But we are definitely seeing kind of a lull in stink bugs, even spotted lanternflies in some other place, in some other areas of Western Pennsylvania, where things are just kind of getting balanced out, I guess. I mean, they're still there. They're just not as problematic as they might have been, at least for the stink bugs.
All right, finally, spotted lantern flies. Where are we in the region with those?
Yeah, we definitely have them, continuing to have them throughout the area. There are some areas that, especially those areas where they were introduced early on a couple of years ago, we might be seeing a little bit of a decline in the pressures, but there's other areas kind of expanding out from that that we are seeing a lot more. I've got a friend a couple who was just saying the other day that they're all over the place at their house. So they're definitely here. They're here to stay. How bad they are in the future, we'll have to just wait and see.
But in terms of stink bugs don't bite people, spotted lanternflies don't bite people either, do they?
Right. Yeah, neither one of those will bite you. But they are potential crop pests. So whether it's your backyard vegetable garden or an orchard or something like that, that's where the problem really becomes. And of course, they have the tendency to be a huge nuisance as well.
I've noticed more fireflies this summer than ever. They made a return. Where'd they go?
Yeah. Yeah, they've been here. It's pretty incredible. Really happy about that. I actually saw them around my house, which was a first for me. They didn't really go anywhere. They've started to rebound, which is good. I'm not really sure what the rationale is for it, but I'm certainly happy about it.
All right, Chad, as always, appreciate your time. Thank you. Have a great rest of the summer.
Thank you, guys. You too.
All right, Dr. Chad Gore, entomologist with Ehrlich Pest Control. Coming up, we're going to check in with Alan Gamble, this I-279-576. She's got the details, right?
From the Goldberg, Persky & White News Desk.
The roads that are impacted by this closure, Larry, 279 and then 28 southbound. The 279 part of things is rolling very well. The problem spot is 28 southbound.
And we've been talking about this morning, haven't we?
Yeah, that's the catch on this situation. Once people get used to it, as long as they have both lanes open that get you to the Fort Pitt Bridge, it should be relatively smooth as a typical rush hour. But going across the Veterans Bridge, going left is going to confuse people for
right.
a while.
I mean, the first time through, it's going to be because it's a habit. I mean, and you're half asleep anyway, right?
Yeah.
Mark Ekman is being installed today as the 13th Bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh at the Cathedral.
And we are going to talk to Bishop-elect Ekman right after the news at the top of this hour.
And Pirates outfielder O'Neill Cruz will be in the spotlight. He's competing in the Home Run Derby in Atlanta tonight.
There was some concern. He was pulled Saturday from a game as a precautionary measure, but he came in and pinch hit yesterday. So they're hoping he's physically fit to represent the Pirates in the Derby tonight in Atlanta.
I have heard talk that he's the favorite. But who knows?
Well, he can hit them, hopefully.
You know, those are all hanging curveballs they're getting tossed, you know. This isn't like facing a day-to-day pitching situation in Major League Baseball.
And the first time ever, Paul Skeens, representing the Pirates, will start for the National League. That's the first time a rookie, and then in his second year.
Back-to-back, yep.
Yeah, so good for Paul Skeens and the Buccos. They finally got a win after going 0-4 since they left Pittsburgh.
Wow, what a road trip.
Coming up, a chance for you to win tickets to see the Brotherhood of Rock. How about this? Styx, Kevin Cronin, Don Felder, Donnie Arce, coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.